Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Outlaws on the rise, tell us niggas I despise. Look in my eyes, trade war stories. Outlaws on the rise, tell us niggas I despise.
Look in my eyes, trade war stories.
Outlaws on the rise, tell us niggas I despise.
Look in my eyes.
Yo, I'm shocked Gina knows this. Like,
ah,
what?
Dog.
Really?
What I'm don't shocked, I don't know, bro?
So wait. You used to listen to Tupac?
Dog.
When
thanks
was
to,
this?
Thanks to my uncle. Like, really? Dog, he had, like, the album from All Eyes on Me. Yo, bro.
Nice one. Mansion.
Yo, dog. Yo, nice one.
I'm impressed. So, yo. So welcome to the show, man. It's yet another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. I kicked off the show with DMX right here. Yet another throwback, and here's another throwback. Trading War Stories, Tupac Shakur, rest in peace. Welcome to the show. It's going to be crazy. We've got a legendary MC in the studio. He's on the other side.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
I'm gonna get it.
afternoon and welcome to yet another amazing edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. The original is called Seasons of Love. This is taken from the Broadway musical Rent. I believe it came out in 1995. No, rather, 2005. Yeah, you didn't know that, Junior. Yeah, that's why I'm deciding on that side. Listen, welcome, legendary MC Dukes. I mean, look, what do you even begin to say about the legacy this man has not necessarily left behind because he's still here, but just what he has done within the hip-hop circles. I'm not going to limit it to Motswako because that's what's expected, but I think hip-hop is much broader, and it has grown in leaps and bounds from where it used to be to where it is now, where it's mainstream. We're seeing guys even using hip-hop to enterprise now, to get into business. Guys are now, in fact, brands are now comfortable with endorsing hip-hop artists, which is something that was unheard of a couple of years ago. We welcome in the studio, Dukes. I don't like doing this. I don't like doing the whole, is it a comeback or not? Because I don't know where your headspace has been.
Yes,
maybe you've been rapping the entire time somewhere in Afghanistan. You've been releasing albums in Afghanistan. What's up, bro? What's up?
Hey, man. Geshapo me out, man. Just trying to figure this thing called life out, you see?
Yeah. Can you hear him, Junior?
Hey, D-man, I'm not recycling in life. Yes, I am. That's what it is, man. It's been a nice, you know, couple of quiet years for me.
Okay, so you are confirming that you've been quiet.
Yeah, man. You know, if people haven't, you know, regardless of my reach, trying to put out some music, clearly the reach wasn't long enough, you see.
Okay.
Blame it on whatever PR, marketing, whatever, but it was just not sparking, you know at that time, you know, it happens, I guess. So it is what it is. Silence is the silence, you know. The comeback is the call it whatever you want to call it. Dukes is here, Joe.
All right, so you've got a new single.
Yes, I have a new single.
Kontle. What's going on there?
Look, man, just addressing those critics. You know, unbelievers. Yeah, man, just saying, yo, man, listen, tota azore repela we na ha house rutwa bona. There's plenty of people that really love
what you do,
you know.
Yeah.
And not to say that I'm the best or, you know, I'm the chosen one. No. I'm just saying, give it time, you know, give art space and time to breathe so it can sound the way it needs to sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just quickly go back to, listen, when Dukes came out, you spread like a virus.
Yeah.
And at the time, like I said, hip hop wasn't as regarded the way it is regarded today.
Yeah.
And of course, there was the Motswako movement, you know, which you had your HHP. A lot of guys were there. But there was just something different about your sound.
Yeah.
When you came out, we picked up a lot of samples with what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know, as evidenced by one of the songs I just played right now. And you came across as more poetic than you did just as a traditional rapper.
Yeah.
Tell me about your foundation as a rapper.
Look, man, before I really started being properly interested in going into studio and producing an album of sorts, I had a lot to say about what niggas were putting out at that time, you see. It was for a hip-hop artist to go out and jump in the stool, it means that you have something different to say and you feel that someone is not saying exactly what you want to hear, you see. So that's my background, basically. Uh-huh. I was like, nah, man, there's this. Yes, we can be hard. Yes, we can talk about bitches and, you know, yes, we can, you know, focus on the ego and whatnot, but there's that soul that's missing, and I was like, nah, man, so that's my niche, man. It could be my niche. Like, let me just, you see.
So take me through the before you dropped your first single.
Yeah.
Ultimately, or subsequently, leading up to the album, to the entire album, what was going on in your mind? Did you think it would blow up as wide as it did?
Nah, man, because. Yo, man, I really just wanted to create a template of sorts, you see. Mm-hmm. I was not sure even how it was gonna be this big. It was more of a let me present the tooks.
Yeah.
Walifika to the people.
So it was just your story.
Yeah, it was just my story, man. I was like, hey, man. Maybe people want to hear this, maybe not. You know, like, let's just give it a go. Like, it did what it did, and we're here.
Boss, that album is among at least top 10 of some of the best hip-hop albums to ever come out of this country.
It's strictly a story, man. Strictly a story. No numbers behind it, so I never even followed up on how much it sold. I'm sure it's over a million now.
No. It's I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that. But obviously, look, the elephant in the room is that at some point you just went quiet.
Yeah.
And when, look, from our point of view as the listener, as the consumer, we buy your music. And if it's hot and it's everywhere, the assumption is that you're doing well in every aspect of your life. So when you go quiet, we tend to wonder, but he made money.
Yeah.
But he was everywhere. He was on high rotation.
Yeah.
Then what happened? So in your own words.
Yeah.
Mafuka Arao.
Yes.
What happened?
It was a bit of administration issues, changing record labels. Yeah, and just like I said, man, you have to figure yourself out. Figure shit out for yourself. Because remember, we went in at a very young age.
Yeah.
And shit just, you know, it blew up.
Yeah.
It blew up so big, man, and we never expected that.
Yeah.
I'll keep on repeating that.
Yeah.
So when you see the youngins coming up, they are expecting it.
Yeah.
So it's a bit different.
Yeah,
it's a bit different. Yeah. So like it would fuck with your head also. Type of blow up.
Coming and at the same time, happening
at the same time, everything, you know, like endorsements, bitches.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, man. Like, it's just success. Yeah. Whatever comes with success that a young man is not expecting. So, but that's just the personal side, and that's the personal victory that I took responsibility for.
Yeah.
But then there's your administration, changing of record labels. That's whatever. Yeah.
Did it change you in any way when the success came at the same time, the recognition all over the place? How did it alter your character?
You know, funny part is, I never told anyone that I was going into studio with Tasman at the time. I was still in varsity, by the way, doing multimedia. No one, good class in Yaka, no one in my class knew that I was jumping in studio with your Zolas, with your Marafis. They just heard late in 2003-04, I think, a few singles came out when Zola brought out that album Ya Bambata. I think I was on that single called Moroba. You know, and it went straight to radio, and people started like, who the fuck is this? And throughout the whole period of that happening, I just sat back and I'm like, yo, man, I'm not even gonna try tell people or take ownership of this, like, let it slide, because it goes to show, I think, for me, it was never about Mpone. I was just really trying to get in the studio and be me, you see.
Now you obviously go on this break, and you are dealing with the transition between your previous record label to your next record label. Now I imagine when you moved to the next record label, you were hot property at the time. Were they not eager to release your material?
Very eager. I think it was kind of a whack move from EMI at the time to push for the album to come out that soon. You know?
Yeah.
I never liked the material anyway. Even the Monate Trois that I had to redo, that was the original that I had done before that, it was sounding much nicer than what you hear now.
Okay.
So yeah, of course, it was pretty much rushed.
And then, how did that affect you now? Did that demoralize you? Do you feel like there's no need to release right now? Or is there any other thing that you had to deal with at the time?
Look, man, as a creative, you are a very sensitive being.
Okay? Yeah.
Like, anything that just doesn't go your way will ultimately, like, break you.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Bikinyana. Like, it depends, and it depends how, like, your background, like, basically. Yeah. So, I would say that kind of made me chill back, like, be like, okay, cool, let me, besides, I was really here for doing my fokuwam and nothing else. I had
no plans.
Okay. Whatsoever. It was literally a template album that, yeah.
If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Dukes in the studio and we're just talking about his life and his comeback. He's got a new single which we will play sometime later on the show. In fact, let's take one of his classics. As I said, man, when it comes to samples, this man, what he did with samples was unbelievable stuff. Don't move.
Yeah.
show. Oh yeah, man. This is Stooks. Take it to Josie. Yo, yeah, you've got a fan out there. She is losing it. She is losing it.
Stop.
And there's another one. Yo, too many fans in the place.
Stop. See you.
Welcome back. We're still hanging out with Dukes, who's back with a brand new single. And we're just catching up with him, finding out where he's been.
Yeah.
Now, why did you think right now is the right time to come back?
Hey, man. I just woke up, actually. It was not a decision as such. I just woke up like, yo, look, I've been working on this album for so long. I just need to put something out. I just woke up like, yo, Mashoka, how can we put out this joint, you see?
Yeah.
He suggested a few possibilities. Then, yeah, we went with it. That morning, we just decided, yo, man, cool. This is what we're doing. And it was like, what, last week, Thursday, I think, yeah.
Have you been working on the material, though?
I mean, forever, bro. The last album, you must remember, came out 2012. There was Footprints.
Yeah.
You know, I had that joint there, Yabona Fela, on it. Had that Zotladi Botsamang. What else? Bosaka, Boinye. So, since then, I was like, okay, cool. Here's what I need to decide. Am I gonna push this or am I? Because I didn't like how it came out. Also, I think the mixing was kind of whacked. The engineer let me down really. So I was like, let me just take my time. I wanna take my time, find people that are relevant to the Motswako sound, the niggas that really want to hear proper Motswako music being, you know, produced. And I came across a boy called Seiso the Drug Baker and Royce Lewis.
Yeah.
They both come from Afikeng. They are based that side. So I've been working a lot with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been working a lot with them. So, yeah, man, it's a lot of material.
The last time you and I crossed paths, it was, I think it was in Botswana at the time. You had just worked on a track with Max Sober, I think.
Ah, Le Matlala guy.
Yes.
Jeez,
yes.
Man.
That was a while back.
2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Damn,
so
man.
That was then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the guys you're working with at the moment for the new project. Are you connecting with the new guys? What's happening?
Look, I would love to, but logistically, I've been, you know, in areas that they can't reach.
Okay.
For example, Kumafiki and you don't get too many niggas with crowns on their head coming through.
Well, but now the airport is busy now. It's active.
Yeah, man. It's
not bringing features.
It's not bringing features, man. So I spend a lot of time that side.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of time with the guys cooking up this kind of material.
Okay.
Yeah, this what well,
so as somebody of your caliber, as an MC and an artist of your caliber, it's only fair, and you're a very big part of the Motswako movement, it's only fair that I also just pick your brain on some of the big issues that have come out from within the hip-hop circles. For instance, the situation with the HHP, what kind of relationship do you have with them?
With who? I think we all
Jeez,
you know. I think we all with Jeba.
Yeah.
I'm cool with Jebs, man.
Yeah.
I'm cool with Jebs. We don't cross paths
as much as
actually people would love us to.
Yeah.
But we're quite cool.
Okay.
We're quite cool. Like, I respect his space. He kind of respects mine. And when we get in studio and produce something, we gel in that sort of OG bringing whatever back, or just, yo, man, let's just vibe.
But what do you think of Ismael Dunn? Because it's in the public space now. He obviously wanted it out there, and that obviously leads to opinion from anyone.
Yeah.
And what do you think of his meltdown? Is this something that other artists should be worried about along the way?
Hey, man. Meltdown, it can happen to any one of us, you see.
Mm.
It's sad that it's happening on social networks, and you know, we live in this type of situation whereby your meltdowns are a selling point.
Magnified, yeah.
Yeah, magnified, and they're a selling point of brands nowadays, you see.
Yeah.
We really hope he, well, I hope that he comes out of it on top, man.
Have you ever yourself ever wanted to quit?
Many times, man, many times, you know, you especially when shit is not going your way.
Yeah.
Promoters are giving you a hard time, you know. Instead of paying you 500,000 rands, they decide to pay you 100,000.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not your budget, like shit like that. So
yeah.
It gets demoralized. Like I said, a creative is a very sensitive being.
Yeah.
So I understand where Jebs is coming from. By the by, it's not 500 above it.
Yeah. So, are you still with your team, though? Are you still with your team?
I'm still with my team, man. Uh-huh. I'm still with my team. I roll solo, music-wise, you uh-huh. know. I have my affiliates, Bobo, Mr. Mojo. I have my affiliates, Bobo Toddy Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my boys, man. So, yeah, we still tight like that.
Coolie.
And when Akulubi is in,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we understand, you see. Yeah, he's
Kespa?
He's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's busy. Both of us busy. Both
of us. Because look, some of these questions, you know, that's what the listener.
Okay, look, it's
they
very.
They assume when Tux is back,
yeah.
Does this mean then he'll do something with Kespa? Because Kespa is everywhere.
Dog. Like, I would love to, of course. Yeah. I don't have gripe,
yeah.
You know, doing something then. It, when it happens, it will happen. But
yeah.
I say that in order because I'm trying to be in the limelight now.
Yeah.
Trying to get in the No. They are doing. Bona, space is a buyer.
Yeah.
Space is a buyer for everyone to shine. So I'll just keep on doing my thing if niggas, you know, jump on my. Like, yeah.
Let's talk about the strategy now for the new project.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some kind of optimum marketing strategy in place. Obviously, you know, the landscape is quite different from the
of
way
course,
it was
man.
Then.
Of course, man.
The way people listen and consume music is quite it's different now.
Yeah, man.
What is the strategy in place?
Look, I'm a rap, I'm here to rap. I've decided to focus more on my studio work,
yeah.
and leave the marketing to the marketing team.
Okay.
The PR to the PR team. That's
yeah.
it. So I'm affiliating myself with strong people that really specialize on those fields. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Tasman?
Tasman, yeah, we good. We cool.
Okay, are we gonna see something coming from him as well?
Most deaf.
Nice one.
Yeah.
All right, look, we are a live show,
yeah.
and your fans have been blowing up my timeline.
Barring.
They want to hear you just, yeah, you know, man. Jamming with Junior here. This is Junior, by the way. Junior is on keys, and we've got Dukes in the studio.
Yeah.
There are cameras all over the place. So it's only fair that when we have a legendary MC,
yeah.
you bless us with anything. So the way it works is,
okay.
is simple. He jams. If you like what he's doing, you
yeah,
just
yeah.
jump on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can either do a verse or you can do a freestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything.
We like
to create on the spot.
Yeah, we got to start that guy.
But you can tell him to switch it up.
Yeah, switch it up, son.
Okay. If you want,
switch it up, man.
Just let him know what exactly you want.
Alright, singanga honga honga, skanso kodisa, skatlon vepisa, wai khotlodis, honga honga, honga honga, panzi ma visa, honga one time. Hey, treading one no kind, treading one no blind, with the bonnet in nice self tied like both died. All these wars, le rato le coca, wana tumela, I do come and tell my take, steps up for this. Get chases, get balances, the ledger, get a can't deliver a home, just a patrol cuts a bag, I refit the gas and mouse before we tap a motto, such a big bonnet, get like a lever. Hey, yeah, in the momos, mosque, ya home, sinku, di kulu halidi, amateur, ta, mba, tala, na, scantele, kadula, honali future. Utwa Masuta. Hey, are we off beat?
No, you're on beat. You're on beat.
Aonga, aonga. Skanso kodis. Skatlon vepisa. Waikotlodis. Eh. Aunga, aunga. Aunga, aunga. Okay, that's a bit silly. Hey. Green on my mind, jaka snema, so I go puff pass, majita baba tlema, baho danger, tlatlo sa toto, hey sup, baho bua, buda musupu loho to feita, the fan clubs are great, groupie love, pashash, but hey, wanna slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, son.
Yes.
Slow it down, 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 yeah. Hey, green on my mind, jaka snema, so I go puff pass, majita baba tlema, baho danger, baho.
Okay, you need the headphones.
Do I need the headphones?
Yes, yes.
Fuck the headphones, man. No. Fuck the headphones, man.
Jeez,
so many cameras on me.
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
All right,
don't
all right.
Worry.
No, 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 let's go, let's go, let's
it's
go,
yours.
Let's go.
It's yours.
Let's. Slow it down, man. Yeah. Jeez, man, that's odd.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Hold on.
Give me a sec.
Ladies love. Oh, real. Yeah, baby.
Green on my mind, Jagas name on, so I go puff past Majita Baba Tlema, Baho Gage, Katosa to face up, Baho Bua Buda Musupu Loho to Freita, the fan clubs are great, Kupi love Pashash Bahatia, Dryla, who cuts across many men will hate the nice Templar. I move in silence when holding the holy grail. Bear the cross, hunt for my map, and then I bees on a crusade. Deliver scripture, lift a gifted face. Like movie or the Waka Denzel, you labor like a leaner. But at any rate, doomsday for my felony, this is all a trait. Yabo pepper. Grace a mantla wana got trouble like pants, and a legella moko. Pere follow one in the chair. Buka yaha eli, rabba ya pirelli, wait on the Machiavelli. Feed a chillers, get indoors. Got no turbulence, for far peacefully. Mokharan khaliruki. Bomba kachaka dimas mpati. Shabete ken komasiri, shaboma pati patuke. Tenya matrasari zamuri, dimanyana gazabati. Jokes, man of the minute. You got jokes. Mulimi wama foko timu yabo milife. Bele tele tela mitak ya bidise. Cause I assure you verbal remedies infused in this tea. Sa, hupo uko tapo khelo kisi di. So pass the blind, the panic is great for the clock, I get that to the panic, you populate my touch. Bang with what kind of chase I've already said, you are against a lane, but I miss a ten a lane crowd, that it was a shot, plug me up. 10 grand a song, but yeah, time out and chase up. Well, it's a thick line that runs between the heaven, the half not. So the balata, the hope pass at the studio, the hard knocks. Sticks I have got two boys with the mouth open. My point, man, piranha, my tamela, microphone, cheddar, pecking ammunition that's spoken. Notice, I get Moses and Bale Mote, yeah, I get Sally Jack like a da, Buddha. Hatin Lama Mepe, my shank get a label note. Cause I put a lot in my watch, I've been treated. Ah! Damn it!
Hey, sir.
Yeah, man.
Can you still go on?
Nah, man, we could. Yes.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're still going to rap with Dukes. He's not going to come
rap,
out
let's
of
rap,
hiding.
Let's rap.
And then, yo, not rap fast. Okay, here's the brand new one. It's called Konke. It's a brand new single from Dukes. You let me know what you think. My handle is O'Neill Africa across all social media. Let me know what you think of the brand new single. Coming back.
Get it on. I heard about a warrior, my game on my law.
You heard about a warrior, my game on my law. Bang,
I'm a tall.
Bang,
I go the ball.
Bang,
It's a brand new one. It's called Conte. Do we have does the album have a title yet?
Yeah. I've been playing around with this title called Botsi.
Botsi.
Yeah, I'll explain it when the album drops.
Speaking of explaining that, I'm just going to read a message here. Came in through. It says, "Goddamn Dukes, when he dropped in 2005 as a young Xhosa boy from the Eastern Cape, he taught me Setswana. I would like to thank him for the Setswana lesson and the vocab. I speak Setswana fluently nowadays and have a rich Setswana vocabulary thanks to his poetry."
What?
So it looks like
deep,
you did,
man.
More than just music, man.
That's deep, man.
So you see the void he left
in the... Spanasaga, it's a sharp almost, man.
So you see now...
I've done well.
you had to come back. You had to come back.
Yeah.
Now, there's obviously the new movement
that's
out there, the trap movement, the dabbing movement.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Hey, man, it doesn't matter what I think of it, you know, it's just, it's a movement, like you say, it's a wave, like, you know, let it ride.
Are you going to ride the wave, though?
I'm not in that ocean, no one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
I'm in more still waters, and, yes.
So, if you were to describe the album, the body of work itself, like... is it classic Dukes? Are we going to be seeing anything new about it or anything different?
Ah, man, you hear fresh material, just fresh material. Like, Jesus, man. Kore, uga sa repelin na.
Okay.
No, last. Eh, kore, haritza Dukes wa, li Dukes wa no, ba, baga, 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 baga
Okay,
but
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, listen, this is what people want to hear, so we might as well do it.
Jeez, man.
Yeah!
Oh, I was gonna do this. Yeah, le khong ro be khala le khong salemetse ntlogele ke khoje ke santse ke go belegeng pepu se di montholo re je tamele fere khong jalela o le tento ta ke swelang se ku ke phukela la le dintsu gwa sha gwa fisa botshelo le fa se tlhasele gala tshutshu maletsa pala di case ba bolai ba me tega re ba tsele ba le bakae nna re la bana botlhola ga di ga se motlae o ka tsa o le monyebo motelele jaaka jara ba tlhotlhela boitumelo jaaka tlhako la tlhaela malatsi mapedi amogela madi seatla molomo kgwedi le kgwedi diura metsotso disekonto e sekgale ke tloe bala ka diponto o metafa o gotleng kapa fepa di le jaro boela mosimeng senyeletse selemo tshenekisa but tseo o tla di botsa mmang kare tseo o tla di botsa ha. Ah, so
Khalid Chibli got the camera. You're on stage.
Jaivan,
bro. You're on stage. This is your stage, bro.
All right.
True.
Okay. Check it out. Yeah, we toasted in here. Yeah, rebu jile khutiba tsebe fela batagana go file re phatlalala bo sel monatoro rata masedi mantse re femele no drama here my kutlo a itheke sifula naga se taboga le ditshepe tsereng fa di ja di otlolole di cat ba re tsena re je manyeke simalangene ke tshwere fresh neck tsaya di kai kemche Singanga unke tsamba fete pita lebona next time tweet it Duke singanga more space and catch me out but suppose he's coming out please swangela mudi camera mba fete it's been a while since I've done this
we're hanging out with Dukes man it's a gas in the studio now what do you think of the scene compared to the old scene? Listen,
it's more profitable now.
Okay, yeah, it's more profitable, you know, now.
It's more
There's
profitable.
Obviously the 90%.
The 90%, yes.
Do you think that's going to work for you?
Yeah, it should, man. Royalty checks are going to look nicer.
Okay.
I think we can invest back into the music more than we used to. So it's going to be nice, man. It's going to be nice. Let's see what.
At the height of your career as a rapper, what was the biggest check you received?
Look, man, I never felt... A question like that is very strange because I never felt like I was at the height at any moment, you see.
Okay.
But the biggest check, I would say, was like, what, 50 million?
Yo.
You received 50 million?
Yo.
Less. Yes. Than what I was supposed to. I'll say that.
Is there anyone who still owes you money?
Hey, man, we all owe each other money, man. No.
Okay, no.
No, actually, yeah.
That people will owe you money.
Yeah, but it's tricky, man. You know, like, kinyogwa industry, kinyogwa di poko, man.
Yeah.
How kasi lele nyogwa ya industry, you see? Like it.
Look, earlier on we talked about the fact that you're based in Mahikeng.
No. I've been recording for Mafikeng.
Oh, okay.
Yes, all right.
Where are you based now?
I'm in Joburg still.
Oh, so you're in Joburg.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what do you think of what's happening with Mahikeng right now? I mean, we're seeing... why is it not easy for an MC to just come out of Mahikeng and remain in Mahikeng, yet still make it wherever they are?
Look, this was the reason why I tried to go back and be based in Mafikeng like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. Why does one have to come to Joburg to make
it? But it didn't work out. I don't know, like opportunities there, like the infrastructure there, it's not well managed.
Okay.
You know, but we are seeing some huge differences through programs like Ikhate Motlhala, Areboele Bokone Bophirima, Areng Bokone Bophirima. So ultimately we will be back,
okay,
go northwest and reside full time that side.
Is there one artist Somebody you know, somebody you don't know, you'd like to work with?
Jeez, man. But to buy, oh, mind Ed. Yeah, on visuals, yes.
Okay.
On
okay.
visuals, yes.
What about artists? Is there anyone in particular you wish to work with?
I think Kid X is nice. I think. Majita Basha, Papaya, man. But yeah, I haven't worked with Tumi.
Okay.
Yeah. Reason also. Reason. Yeah. Actually, well.
You'd like to work with him.
Yeah, and. The one guy I've always wanted to work with, Scar
from Botswana.
Scar from Botswana.
Yeah.
Always wanted to. This dream is coming true because we just hooked up and we're working on something finally.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah,
nice
finally
one.
after you know. Long time, so watch out for that.
Listen, Dukes, sadly we're out of time, but thank you very much for sharing your time with us. Are you back, Chief? Is this it? Like,
what you think, O'Neal?
What
camera didn't sit this is huge. This is epic, man. This is Dukes.
I want you to make a commitment to, not me,
yeah,
but to a fan who's listening right now and they're thinking, can I psych myself up for Dukes now? Like, this is Dukes now. I'm getting, like, I'm putting my all behind Dukes now because he's back. Are you back, Chief?
Nigga, put your money on Dukes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Betcha got Dukes out there, guy. How about that? Struggle out of a little bit to the loser. Like, that was a little bit to out there, guy. That was a little kakapa. Tried and tested. Ultra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yo, man, I'm here, dog.
I like that. Listen, man, you've inspired so many, as you could tell earlier on. It went beyond music.
Yeah.
So we want that bag. And I think the industry has enough room for everybody.
It has so much room for everyone, man.
Yeah.
So much room. I believe that fully. 100%.
What's happening with the video for Konte?
We shot a little viral video. Actually, not a little, huge.
Okay.
Yeah, shooting two more goods.
Okay.
Last week we put it out. Last week also. Check the music video. Peep the video that I'm shooting with Mind Ed Noyana. This is behind the scenes. Later on, I think in a week or so, we'll be shooting the full music video for Konte.
Nice one.
In preparation for the rest, because I get it. People believe in visuals nowadays.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, the audio that sells.
Yeah.
So we're working hard, very hard on it.
Dukes, thank you very much. You, along with your team, everybody, big up yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole team,
Nice
one, man.
We're good, man.
Cool. Come back when the video is ready and when you're ready for your next single.
Yo, man, chance to rehearse, I'm
okay, cool. So listen, you must exchange numbers to Junior and do something with Junior.
So you know what? Yeah.
Oh, he's open to that.
I'll
love
that.
Right?
Ned, can we throw a free concert for the people?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sometime, ne?
Yeah.
It's a commitment. It was done on air. It was done on air.
20 minutes of performance in LED, man. Check it
out. I'd. Okay, cool. Next artist will be joining us shortly. Don't move.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.